Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios. Are you tired of eating junk foods and not feeling good about yourself? Are you on the spectrum and having trouble with bullying? Well, my next guest, Jimmy Clare, is on the spectrum and he's got a podcast all about healthy eating and autism, and he's on the spectrum himself. So sit back, relax, and grab your favorite beverage, and I'll see you on the other side. See you there. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inside Asperger Studios. Today on the show, I'm joined with Jimmy Clare, an autism advocate and a fitness guru. Welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
So I'm a motivational speaker, autism advocate, author, and founder of CrazyFitnessGuide.com. My business has been up and running for this year on April 12th. It's going to be 6 years. And then my podcast is going to be up and running for 3 years. And don't let the number of the episodes fool you. It's a monthly podcast. I used to go by seasons, but then since my content is not really seasonal and it just can be applied basically for everyday usage, I mean, for like tips and tricks and everything, I thought, okay, it's not really seasonal, so I just took away the season. So if it just says season one, don't let it fool you. I've been around for 3 years. I founded my podcast in April 12th, 2020. So.
Anyways, when were you diagnosed, Jimmy?
I was diagnosed in third grade. My mom likes to argue fourth grade, but who can really argue with the better memory and everything else?
All right. Do you have any special interests?
My special interests are like reading, playing video games, karate. I like arts and crafts. In my camp when I was younger, I made these model rockets, and I still have them. Don't worry that they don't have the launch stuff in it. I took it out years ago, and so they're just decorations. I just wanted something memorized because that camp later, the owner sold the camp, so it doesn't exist anymore. So I wanted it something as a remembering because I always have fun at that camp, and I'm just not a good drawer. I'm a person who can build like 3D kind of stuff, but I'm not good with drawing. I was not gifted the drawing skill.
All right. In your bio, you said that you were bullied in school. How did you handle that?
Well, I handled it many different ways. At least I tried to before I got the courage to stand up for them. To them, sorry, I almost said four of them. Good Lord, no, I would never do that. So basically, what I told my teachers, but not in the words you would really think I would use. I tried skipping the bus. That only worked one time before my seventh grade teacher, who was also my special education teacher at the time, figured out that I did that on purpose because she followed up with one of my other teachers and said, no, I didn't need to talk to Jimmy after class. And it's like, crap, I didn't think she was going to follow up on this. And they basically, this went on and off for like 8 years. And in 2011, I I lost the weight with a workout program called P90X, and I lost 30 pounds, and I kept it off. And when I finally got the courage and motivation from losing the weight, I stood up to the bullies in my math class. I waited to the last 10 minutes of class, and I picked that particular time because I was annoyed that the bullies weren't just picking on me, they were picking on my friends too. And one of them happened to be in a wheelchair, and it was one of those wheelchairs with a joystick. And and I was like, how's this funny that you can, and these doors are like this wide, so you kind of, it kind of reminds me of, you probably seen the original Star Wars where there was where Luke has to shoot those missiles right in that little small little Death Star hole. Well, that's kind of like the my classroom doors. Try to get the electric wheelchair through the door. And I'm not making fun of my friend, but I'm just saying, just picture how skinny the doors are. But I was like, how's this funny at all? It's not funny. And so my teacher at the time, I felt bad because I know he was trying to do his best and whatnot, but all he kept on saying throughout the whole school year was, knock that off. Go down to the principal's office, to the bullies, and say, hey, they didn't want to be in class anyways. So I got fed up, and I kind of slammed the laptop down, by closing the lid. And I stood up. I walked over to the bullies. My teacher told me to go sit back down. And I said, hold on a second. I went over to the bullies, and I was wearing my nice new clothes that were fitting me and everything else, not the loose baggy clothes I used to wear. And I went up to the bullies. I yelled, I cursed, I screamed. I called them every name in the book that I could think of at the time. and I know I shouldn't have done that, but you know, after a while, when you told a bunch of adults, and some of those adults listened and went to do something about it or tried to do something about it, while the other ones kind of listened with half an ear and didn't really care, or they're like, oh, bullying doesn't exist. And I'm like, can somebody just help me out with this? And I was like, let me go do it. And like, the only thing that's going to finish this once and for all is going to be me finishing this. So I took matters in my own hand, but I chose that time to purposely because I wanted witnesses around the room, because even though I knew karate growing up and I'm still in karate, but I took 10 years off, and I'll get to that in a minute, but I didn't want to get physical on them because my karate was probably a little rusty at the time. But I remembered a lot of the techniques and moves, but I was like, I don't want to come down to that. I just won because it would have been 3-1, and I didn't like my odds. So I was like, if I did it in a classroom, yes, I'm going to feel bad for interrupting class. Yes, I probably will go down. I probably be ended up in the principal's office. But at the end of the day, screw it, I'm done. So that's a short story of that.
All right. You are all about healthy eating. Let's get into that a little bit. What are you against junk food and comfort foods, or do you suggest other means to get your snack on?
Well, I'm not against junk food. I have a cheat meal here and there. I might have one if I'm like on vacation, maybe once or twice, but it's never like 7 days in a row because I'm just feeling all disgusted and I like, and I also, and another reason why I also don't eat a lot of junk food is because I used to have a bad case of pimples on the side of my face, and it took me probably a couple of years to get it all under control. Sure, I still get occasional pimples here and there, but it's not like a big rash that my brother does. So like, Jimmy, you have a nice big rash on the side of your face. And it's like, oh, thank you for noticing. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Now, years later, because I cleaned up my face and everything, now my brother's asking me tips and tricks on how he can clean up his face. And I was like, interesting how the tables twist or turn.
Now, let's go back to bullying for a minute. What would you tell those who are getting bullied today?
I would tell them to be persistent in telling the teachers, the principals, depending on how well your guidance counselor listens or is helpful. And the reason why I say that part is because my 6th and 7th and 8th grade guidance counselor in middle school was way more helpful and more and listened more than the guidance counselors in high school, where they just wanted to help you select your electives and find career paths and maybe a college that you may want to go to after high school. And I would also tell them, if that doesn't work, stand up to the bullies, but don't use physical force. Just don't use physical force.
All right. Now, let's talk about your eating habits. How did you get into healthy eating? Was it because of losing weight, or was there more that motivated you?
It was because I lost the weight and I wanted to keep it off, because, you know, some of those programs or diets that people go on, and it's like, oh, well, once I lose the weight, I can eat anything I want, right? No, wrong. Yeah. And it's like you can have a cheat meal here and there. You might gain a few pounds from what you ate, but you can lose it again. But if you just think you can eat junk food all the time, well, you're just going to go back to what you just lost. And so I feel comfortable at the weight I'm at now. That's why I eat healthy.
So you're saying it's okay to have a cheat meal here and there?
Yeah. Like, for instance, I still have Christmas cookies from December when me and my mom were baking them. And so on Saturday, like after dinner or Sunday or sometimes both, depending if I'm craving, I might have a cookie or two. But then I just write back on eating healthy on Monday too.
All right. So you're in college right now. So do you cook your own meals, or do you have a cafeteria?
Currently, I cook some of my own meals depending if I'm home alone. I still live with my parents because my college is right around the corner to my house. So it kind of made no sense for me to leave, and I could have a 20-minute drive versus a 5-minute drive. But my parents do mostly the cooking, but I do help out here and there with it. So it's, I know how to cook. Not useless, so just. Right.
Have your parents.
Just my karate schedule, like 3 days a week and everything else. Everything else gets in the way and stuff. So sometimes it's not always practical for me to cook right then and there.
All right. Have you taught your parents about the healthy ways of eating?
Yes, and sometimes they're all on board, and sometimes they're like, you eat too healthy. I wish I had your willpower. And I was like, it's not all about willpower. And I was like, we should supposed to be. I think there's a saying, we eat to live, not living to eat, mm-hmm. or something along those lines.
So you live at home, you go to school. Do you have ADHD as well?
I might have a little bit, only because by a certain time in my class, I'm like ready just to get up and like I want to leave somewhere. I mean, if I'm at my own desk taking a break here and there while no one's talking in front of me in the classroom, I don't mind. I can sit for longer periods of time, but I can't. But it was like a particular, well, let's say if I was shopping for a particular item online, about 30 minutes in, if I'm shopping for something with my mom or whatever, I'm like, I am bored. I can't figure. I was like, there's mm-hmm. too many decisions, too many of this. And I was like, somebody needs to create a tool that I can just type in the dimensions of something. Hey, here's your choices. And so like, does this fit? Nope. Does this fit? Nope. Does this fit? Nope. This looks ugly. Yep. Move on.
All right. Now, what challenges do you face with your autism?
I have many challenges that I'm faced with. For instance, there's so many. One of the things that I'm faced with was, in my coding class when I was going into web development at the time, I didn't know how to do something, and I asked my teacher 100+ questions, and by the time when I asked the 100 questions, apparently the answer was right in front of me the whole time, and I kind of felt very stupid afterwards. But the problem is that there's some people who are willing to answer those probably 100+ questions with me. And then there's times where I literally pissed off a developer running my own business. I mean, he didn't work for me, but I bought a tool from him, and they no longer support me in the tool. And I was like, yeah, great developer. Like, they told me I was a pain in the butt. I was like, thank you, I appreciate it.
What is the one thing that motivates you?
What motivates me is helping the autism community, and it also motivates me that people like my what I have to write, what I currently doing, they like my speeches, and also that my friends and family and extended family all support me.
All right. What would you tell those going through the same thing you are right now, struggling with their autism in school or in life?
Never give up. Don't listen to the naysayers. Sure, data might point to a lot of things you may not be able to do, but data can be screwy. Look at the weather at times. I remember there was one summer in my area where it was supposed to rain for 7 days in a row. It never rained once. I was like, well, gee, they're off by like 90% of the time.
All right. Now, both in high school and in college now, do you have help? Do you have disability advisors who have been at your side to help you with things?
Let's say I have a, well, remember I told you about my public speaking teacher who I had for five other classes, maybe four other classes. Well, she's been helping me find classes at, I mean, finding the right fit for me for my classes for the upcoming semesters. But she also helped me just like catching up and helping me in whichever way is possible, or finding extra support for me if I need it for like math or science. And so I do have a little bit of support, not really from the advisors, because let's say my college, they moved the advisor's office. I forget where they moved it to, so I'm not even sure where the advisor's office is located anymore. So it's kind of like, who do I go for to help? Let me go to my my professor who I really like, and I definitely don't know I can schedule a time with her where my advisor is. I think they're all online, but they're all booked out for like months in advance. So I was like, gee, by the time I get to the get a meeting, I'll forget what I need help with. I mean, no offense to my school or anything, but it's kind of one big gigantic mess.
Right. Do you have friends?
I like to think so. I mean, I have a lot of best friends who know me for a long time, and by like a long time, I have this one friend. I mean, two friends who know me from preschool. Two friends know me since 2002, so like 20 plus years. And then I have other close friends who know me as well. So yeah, maybe I might not have like a huge, huge, huge circle of friends, but I always said I'd rather have a small group of best friends and close friends versus just everyone who pretends to be my friend. And I was like, who are you again? I have no idea.
Well, I mean, it's like the saying that goes, it's not the quantity, it's the quality.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a good friend who's always told me, who has told me when I asked him to become a friend originally, he says he doesn't have a lot of friends because it's exhausting.
I could see that, but, you know, me and my friends always try to hang out here and there. We always catch up with each other, even if it's just over the phone. And it's not always exhausting, for me at least, in my opinion, just because we always make time, or we might just text each other here and there. And like, it can just be a spontaneous text. It doesn't even have to be a long conversation. Me and my friend, one of my best friends, one night we were just both out of different houses and everything, right? And we just decided to say text each other and just a bunch of GIFs and whatnot. And we just went back and forth for like maybe like an hour, just sending one GIF after another. We didn't say anything along with the GIFs. We just did GIFs back and forth, all a bunch of Harry Potter GIFs. And it's like, there was no point to it. It was just funny as heck.
Are you a Harry Potter fan?
Oh yeah. It's funny, I have all the DVDs, right? And even though I could watch them on my TV, but like right next to me and put it in without commercials, every time it's on TV, I just put it on and I was like, I could watch it commercial free, but it's on TV, so what the heck?
You have the new game.
Oh, I want the new game so much, but no, I don't have it at the moment.
All right. So why don't you tell me a little bit about your podcast? I'm sure everyone out there wants to know about the crazy fitness guy. So, and then tell me a little bit about your company as well.
Yeah. So my podcast is called Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast. I know it might sound like a mouthful, but it used to be 66 characters. Now it's 36. So I did cut a lot, but I didn't want to be called like Jimmy Clare's podcast. I didn't want to just be Crazy Fitness Guy podcast because, okay, what's Crazy Fitness Guy podcast? So I added the healthy living part in it. But what the podcast is about, it's geared towards people on and off the autism spectrum to help motivate to live healthier lifestyles, but also includes topics like autism, fitness, nutrition. I've interviewed authors, entrepreneurs, other podcasters, and I try to make a content that's relatable for people to understand. And each episode, I like to include just a little bit of hint here and there about being on the autism spectrum. So, because that's my bread and butter, I like to say, and my backbone.
Let me ask you a question, though. Do you feel that with autism, do you feel that the eating healthy is beneficial?
Of course. I mean, I wouldn't say like, only eat this certain food or stay away from this certain food. I always believe that there should be a balance between good food and have a cheat meal here and there. Not one over the other or too much of this, less of that. Just right in the middle, smack down in the middle, because I feel like everybody needs a well-rounded nutrition. And my business is kind of the same thing as my podcast. My podcast is an extension of my business, and I provide motivational content and inspirational content through my autistic eyes on crazyfitnessguy.com. I share articles about autism, fitness, nutrition, self-help, self-care, lifestyle. I don't know if you're familiar with Avatar the Last Airbender, but I've covered an episode two or three episodes on that for my podcast, because I've watched that show almost 112 times. It's one of my favorite shows, along with the original iCarly.
iCarly, here. iCarly, Victorious.
I like Victorious a little bit, but I didn't like how it ended. It just ended like a regular episode.
No, I totally agree. What they did kind of screwed things over with Victorious. They left it open-ended. They didn't let her go to college.
Yeah.
And she didn't graduate either. They just left it an open-ended ending. And from what my understanding was, they tore down the Nickelodeon studios in Florida, sets were and everything's were filmed.
Jeez. I actually came up with a really good ending for that show. I mean, just in my brain, like I would have had like her graduating high school and going on to become a star. And then all the other people either went to be a star, her sister, Trina, she ended up
Victoria could have become a star because she did thing at the Azure Grammys.
Yeah.
And then she could have become a pop star. They could have had her and what's his face date?
The
Not Beck, but Leon, the guy. Andre.
Yeah.
We could have had her and Andre date.
Yeah. I could see that.
I mean, I think I read somewhere along the lines, they ended it the way they did because of the fact that Ariana Grande wanted to leave so she can go on tour.
Yeah.
With her own music.
I just feel like that they eventually should come back and just finish it just for the old time's sake. Because I don't like when stuff is just open-ended. It's like, I want more.
Yeah, I mean, iCarly ended great. I like the fact that she wound up going with her father at the end and she wound up kissing Freddie.
Yeah, and I don't mind the newer episodes, and I get what they want to do, appeal to the people who grew up with the show. But what I was disappointed when it came back is I felt like would have been a much better story to it, like in the first episode, just to like maybe tie in from where she came back from, where she was, and Spencer was supposed to pick her up at the airport, but she got arrived from a taxi, or Freddie picked her up, and then she walks in on Spencer and he was sculpting in a nude, and he's like, Spencer, you're supposed to pick me up at the airport, and he's like, oh crap, I knew I forgot something, and it's like that would have been like at least a funnier kind of entrance, but they just started the story like right off the bat. And it's like, not that she didn't, she just came back and they go, come on. And it's like, can we at least, I knew what they were trying to get at, but I just felt like, I mean, at least for the first intro episode, can you at least pull in from a little bit from the older episode, from the ending, is like, she's back. And here's how she got back. And I don't know. I don't like jumping around.
All right. And finally, where can people find out more about you and your podcast?
The best place is to go to crazyfitnessguy.com, because between me and Crazy Fitness Guy, I have literally 100 platforms in total, and maybe a little bit over 100. And I did that purposely because when I was behind the brand of Crazy Fitness Guy, I mean, was just posting as Crazy Fitness Guy. I didn't even have my own social media set up. When I was sharing a milestone, no one cared. But then when I shared it as myself, everybody's like, oh, congratulations. So I had to put, that just told me I needed to make separate entities. And then once I discover automation, I said like, hey, I can automate this channel. Hey, let's go do this. And it kind of just went out of control.
All right, everyone. That is Jimmy Clare, the crazy fitness guy. I'll see you on the next one. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you.
No problem. See you in the next one, everybody.
While the sky burned, getting high off of the fumes, feeling like the bombs outside were flowers. Me and you stayed, watching through the glass as the moon came. Body, soul, and hands, feeling truly like our lives. But I just don't agree. I love the way we see the world. sun, we spent our nightmares falling in love. I know you feel this. Can't tell us what really is. I swear it's all a dream, no need to be afraid. Someday we'll fall asleep and won't recall a thing. Some believe there's no escape, like paint's poster. But I just don't agree, I love the way we see the world. But I just don't agree, I love the way we see the world.